Everyone, welcome to another classic game time. Today, I am playing Super Mario Brothers 2. And, so let's get right to it, shall we? Alright, I'm gonna choose the princess because that's the one I'm most comfortable with for this game. See how it goes. Oh, not a good way to start. I've already, as I fell down, I've already been hit by and I'm small. I have to see if I can find something to make me bigger again. So, you know, it's funny, Super Mario gets a lot of flack from some people. They don't enjoy it because it's so different from the first one, but I think it's pretty cool that Nintendo decided to take a different direction with this one. It is definitely different, but I enjoy it. And I'm trying to remember some of the name of the bad guys, but I'm not doing a very good job. Yeah, it's been a while since I played. So yeah. So I'm gonna go up the stalk here of this, it sort of looks like a beanstalk, I guess. Oops. See, I'm already playing badly. So I just opened up the door, or made the door visible, to go to the other side, I guess, if you will, using the mushroom, big mushroom, drop some power, or some pow, got some enemies. So at this point, I've got 3 diamonds for power, so that's pretty good, since I got that big mushroom. Yeah, the thing about the princess that I like is her ability to float. I feel like that's really, really useful. You can jump and sort of float for a while and land on top of an enemy. Excellent, got a 1-up, and my first achievement for this game. Drop the pow. Get a bunch of enemies at once. Nice. Bomb. Gonna get out of the way of that. The thing about, any of the Mario games that always impressed me was just the quality. You know? They're just so different than games from other publishers. The quality is just, it's just so solid. But maybe that has a lot to do with the fact that, it's their system, so they sort of know all the ins and outs of it. I don't know. But boy, I think many of the games that Nintendo produce are just so solid, So the princess can also do this power jump. She gets all glowy. And that's handy for this stage. So now I'm gonna climb the ladder. attempt to climb the ladder here. I keep falling off for some reason. Come on. Weird. I'm not sure why I'm having so much trouble climbing this ladder. Okay, here we go. Alright, gotta squeeze through here. And above the door. Alright, here I am at the first boss. I think this boss's name is... I think it's Bertha. But I'm not 100% sure. It's been a while. Alright. Jumping on the eggs that she spits out, and then throwing them back at her. And I just won! And got myself another achievement. Alright, I am so bad at these bonus chance Las Vegas style things. Okay, that didn't match. Ah, still no match. Come on. Oh, no match. No bonus for me. Alright, onwards we go. Going to try to jump on this enemy who's riding a magic carpet. So then I can float on the carpet to get the others to the other side of the stage here. Oh, I just got hit by a flying thing with a pointy thing. How's that for a description? A flying thing or a pointy thing? With a pointy thing. So I just went down a bottle here, and I'm going to grab this key, because I know I'm going to need it later. Of course, once I do grab the key, it'll activate these bad guys. But if you don't have the key, they'll chase you. They won't. If you have the key, they'll chase you and hit you. But if you don't have the key, if you get rid of it, they're not interested in you. So the secret is to sort of, I think, strike a balance between having the key and not having the key. I throw it and then I pick it up again and then I do my thing to avoid those enemies. I can never seem to get the enemy with a bomb. It always ends up either not going off while they're there, or I don't know. Oops. Oh, I really don't like those enemies that spit out cannonballs. Oh, just got hit by a cannonball right in the head. I gotta try this again. Oh, darn it all. I'm not playing very well. Now I'm small and I have one more diamond left. Oh, wow. I can do this. I can get through this without getting hit. Okay, so far so good. Now I gotta bomb the stone here, stone wall, so I can get through. I'm not sure why I can't. Why am I having so much trouble with the ladder? Every time I go up, I fall off of it. I'm not sure if my controller's being sensitive enough or what's going on. I can't seem to get up. I can't seem to get up the ladder here properly. Okay, I did it there. I don't know. I need to get more of a feel for the controls. That's the thing about these old school games, right? Is that, you know, controls. Getting a feel for them matters. Throwing radishes, or it looked like radishes anyways. I don't think pulling them out of the ground and throwing them. I don't know who... Oh yeah, this is Bertha. Okay, so Bertha spits out eggs, and then you jump on top of the egg and catch them. You jump on top of the egg and then grab it and throw it. Hit Bertha with it. Ah. There we go. I took care of that. Alright. Another stage completed. Another bonus chance to not do well on. I'm gonna push real fast. Nope. That didn't do it. There's gotta be a secret. If there is one, though, I don't know what it is. I could really use the extra life. I'm on my last one. Alright, onwards we go. To a pretty waterfall level. Up some enemies and get some cherries. I think after so many cherries, eventually a heart will come floating up. I don't really remember how many cherries you need to get before you get a result. Probably something worth looking up for sure. Oh, put the door right on the mushroom where the mushroom is. That was helpful. So now I have 3 diamonds for my health. I'm gonna wait for the star that before I continue on. All right, now I've got this. Got star, and I just froze the game with the clock. That was another achievement. There's some coins. Those will be helpful to play the bonus round, round at the end of the stage, which I don't do very good at, but at least, you know, I have a chance. Alright, so this is an interesting part. You have a chain that you have to climb up. Oops. And I just fell. I can't remember. I don't think there's anything down here except death. I keep falling. I just keep falling and seeing. Oh no. I just barely. I landed at the bottom where there was a bunch of spikes, but ended up landing between them, thankfully. Yeah, down the very below, the very bottom is where the door is, with a door that you can open. Oh, man. Yeah, my ability to climb ladders and chains, not very good. So I just died. I'm gonna continue. With Princess. Oh, darn. I missed, I think, the mushroom when I fell down. So I'm starting all the way to the beginning, all the way from the beginning. So I'm gonna go through all of the stages I've already completed, which is kind of a bummer. But it's what it is. So, we're doing pretty good. Pulling things out of the ground and throwing them at the enemy. Alright, got another one. The hearts always end up floating up to me when I don't need them. Like, when I need them, no heart. When I don't need them, I get a heart. Alright, got a 1-up. Really need that. I'll remember where that 1-up is in the future. For the future. Alright, here I am. Opening a door into the next area. I'm climbing the vine, or the little stalk here. Did it a lot better than I had in the past, so maybe I'm beyond this whole problems with climbing ladders situation. Oh man, I had the bomb in my hands. And yeah, I'm still having trouble climbing these ladders. It's strange. I don't understand why. There it goes. Guess I'm not on it just right. Oh, wow. So, I had to jump up with the bomb in my hands in order to blow up the stone, and I ended up not being able to pull it off. I'm not sure what to do now. I'm gonna have to leave this stage, I think, and come back. But I'm not... Oh, I didn't know that there was another opportunity for a mushroom there. That's good to know. And now, by doing that, I'm back to... Oh, come on. I'm back to full... I was back to full life. Full health. Oh well. At least I'm better off than I was before, and I can try to do this bomb part again. Okay. Alright, now that I have that taken care of, on to Bertha. Alright, one more hit, and they're dead. Okay. Alright, on to the next, so the bonus stage. Nope. Oh, so close. I almost got the radishes or whatever. Mashed radishes. Ah. I just don't know. Oh, finally! I got a 1-up. And a slot winner achievement. Alright, now I gotta take care of this magic carpet riding dude. Alright, that's all done. Alright, excellent. So I just got another big mushroom there, so now I'm 3 diamonds for my health. Fully powered up. I'm gonna grab this key that I found inside of the vase. Oh no! I just threw the key! I didn't just do that. I just threw the key, like, over the cliff or whatever. Why me? I would go back down the vase and get the key again. That gets returned. I tell you what. Alright, let's try this again. I think this key will hurt things if you hit it, but you hit things with it. Maybe not. Yep, it does. Excellent. Alright. Take this key with me and go in the door. Alright. So now that I've unlocked that door. Oh wow, that star is really awesome. It, you know, not being able to climb these ladders very well has really cost me quite a bit here in the game. Pretty hurt again. Alright, I just got another mushroom, so that's gonna help me out quite a bit. Okay, so now I've got 4 health, so I should have no trouble completing the rest of this game. There's another, another mushroom here, I don't know what. The ground. It's a lot of radish-like things. Alright, on to Bertha, I believe. Yep, again. Alright, that's 1 hit. Two hits. Alright, 3 hits. Good. And nothing. Oh, so close. Excellent. I'm gonna go keep going on with the princess. Oops. Not good. Not good. If I can get myself a mushroom or something to get bigger. I always put the, I always send the potion bottle right on the spot where the mushroom, which opens the door, and the door is always right on the mushroom. Alright, I'm good though. Got extra mushroom was a big help. Oh, stop the clock. Okay, this is where I think I have full life. Yeah, I don't think I've lost a life yet, so that's a big help. This is where I struggle grabbing the chain and stuff. So I'm always falling and getting myself into trouble. And you really can't do that in this level. You've got to be solid. I should say, in this part of the... this particular part. So I keep working my way up here. Not get hit by any enemies. That'll be good. Okay, up we go. Alright, I'm almost to the top. Alright, made it. Now I'll go through the door. Now it's time to grab that key. Okay. As soon as I get the key, I throw it. Because I don't want to deal with those guys coming after me. I just toss it. I tend to toss it. Try to follow it. Although, oh no, I think I realized that. Ah, darn, that strategy doesn't work because if you throw the key down, it just disappears. you try to follow it down and it's gone. You've got to basically carry that key and fall with the key in your hands and try not to get hit by the guy is chasing after you. So I'm just going to have to do this all over again. Alright, back in the door. Grab this key again. Alright, now let's go through the door and just start falling with it. I'm gonna start falling with it. He's gonna be chasing me the whole time, but because I'm falling, he has trouble. I'm falling faster than he can come down and get me. And just like that, we made it to the locked door. So we're in. So now we just need to get... I haven't done this part in a long time, so I don't really have the luxury of understanding what I need to do, and I've already been hit, so, yeah, let's see if I can work through this. So far, so good. Alright, I made it to the end here, but I have... Oh, this is not Bertha. I think this is the mouse who throws the bombs. And I only have two full diamonds to beat him. definitely a pain. Alright, that was kind of dumb. I just sort of wasted. You gotta catch his bombs and then put the bombs up next to him. While, you know, other bombs are going off. Alright, I just died. That's okay, I have enough. You know, I have enough life that there should be no reason why I can't beat him. At all, unless I'm playing really badly. Oh yeah, I remember the strategy with him is not to put the bombs that you catch in front of him, but rather go behind him and drop them. Come on, throw a bomb that I can catch. Oh, I'm not having much. He's really throwing them. Like, okay, here we go. There we go, one more hit, and he's done. This might be it. Here we go. Yes. Goodbye. Nice. Oh, no bonus chance. Excellent. So that was World 1. Totally beaten and done. And I have 3 lives, so that's pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Alright, now onto World 2. So basically, it took me about just a couple minutes over half an hour to beat World 1. It's not too bad, considering I haven't played this in a while. Yeah, and I really don't remember anything from here, from any of this. It's a desert world with snakes shooting little mini cannonball things. Excellent. Alright. Moving on. Standing on top of cactuses and darn. That was kind of a silly hit. Now I'm really small and I only have one more hit left and I'm done. Alright. I'm gonna dig my way through all of the sand. Ooh, a star's coming. Come on, star. Alright. Being a star is good. Having a star is good, actually. If any enemies fall down on me when I'm digging, I'll die. Just like that. Okay, I'm almost to the ladder. Down the ladder I go. Go to the door. And here I am, already at the boss. Although, like I said, it's Bertha again. Okay, I'm not very strong. Only have one more hit and I'm done. One hit on them. There's two, just one more. That's all I need. Okay, here we go. Excellent. Okay. I made it! That's pretty good, considering I had next to no life. Ah, so close to winning that. I can never win on these slots. Oh well. World 2-2. Here we go. It's always funny when you pick up one of these snakes and throw them. Alright, found another... found a mushroom, so now I'm full health with three. Three diamonds. Trying to avoid all of... oh no, I'm falling in the quicksand here. Whoa, the quicksand almost killed me. Quicksand waterfall. Okay, I'm not really sure what to do for this part. Excellent. That's what I love about the princess. She has that super jump, and I was able to throw a bomb in time and get that wall open. That was cool. Excellent. Here's another mushroom chance. Got it. To go from here. I think I can just leave. It's just a way to get the mushroom. Pull these snakes out of their vases and toss them. Oh no, it's a pokey! I didn't know Pokey was in... I had no idea that Pokey was in, Super Mario 2. I thought he was only in, the other Marios. The later Marios. I think Pokey was in Mario 3. For sure. I know Pokey's definitely in the Super Nintendo version of the Super Nintendo Mario Yoshi, the Yoshi Mario. This is a lot more trickier. This reminds me a lot of Dig Dug, because you're digging down in the ground and you have enemies that are coming after you. So. Nintendo definitely borrowed, for sure, from a lot of other games. I don't know if I'm even digging on down the right side at this point. Oh, I'm digging down the wrong side. Why? Oh boy. Alright, I made it. I think if this is Bertha again, I might be okay. Yeah, it is Bertha, but it's a little bit different. How in the world do I get up there? Hmm. I think I have to stack these and just in order to jump over there? I'll try. Is that gonna be enough to make that jump? Okay, it was. And then I can just princess jump this, I think. Yep, I can. Alright. Alright, Bertha. Let's bring this on. Oh, whoa! She shoots fireballs now. Whoa, we're not just shooting eggs anymore. We're shooting eggs and fireballs. Yikes. Oh, darn. Well, there's no reason why I can't be her with 4 full health diamonds. Okay. Princess jump over there and... You know what, I'm gonna float over to the other side. Maybe I'll have better luck. There's one hit. 2 hits. Okay, one more hit. Whoa, that's a fireball. Almost landed on that. Whoa, okay, one more hit. Oh, just in time. Excellent. Wow, pulled that right off. And I didn't win anything on the slot. And I didn't win anything again. Wow. We're cruising along here, so... 2-3. You know, I think this might even be the furthest I've ever gotten on this game. No kidding. Since I was a kid, I don't think I ever made it this far. Can't seem to climb the ladder, though, again. What my problem is. Okay, up the ladder I go. Yeah, this might be the furthest I've ever gotten for this game. Oh no, the mushroom wasn't here where I put the potion down. Darn. Yeah, I really don't think I've made it this far. So at this point, I'm totally playing blind. Like, I don't know anything about the stage at all. It's with fresh eyes! Oh no! I've gotta figure this out by getting through it. Died. Two more lives left? I wonder if that mushroom should be... or the potion should be thrown over in this area. Yep. Excellent. Now I have a mushroom, and I'm bigger. Full power. Take on this unfamiliar stage. Why are these flying enemies with their pokey little sticks? They get you quickly. This is a wow. This stage is hard. They come flying right at you. Yeah, again, dead. Wow, you sort of have to just try to get through all of that quickly, as quickly as you can, I think. Alright, time for another mushroom. Oh, that's right, I've gotten it once, so... that's not happening. Okay. I think getting up to that door is key, but I can't even super jump up there. I'm not sure how that happens. How do I get up there? Nope, can't even super jump up there. Whoa. Ah, these flying creatures are awful. I'm just gonna try to buzz through this as fast as I can. Without getting hit, well. And die in this quicksand, whoa. Yay, star. I'll take it.
Thanks everyone for tuning in to Classic Game Time today. Be sure to visit my website at scm.sdf.org or follow me on Mastodon at mastodon.sdf.org. Until next time, have an awesome day and enjoy this retro music.